I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, as the recession shreds retirement savings, what do you do when you're close to retirement? We have some ideas next in our Money Coach conversation. But first, we're going to continue our ongoing conversations about the recession and how it's affecting different people and communities. We think it's fair to say that many Americans cannot remember a worse financial crisis than the one we're living through now. But for many Native American communities, financial hardship has been a way of life. According to the Harvard Project on American Indian Economic Development, between 1990 and 2000, the poverty rate for Native Americans was more than twice the average for all Americans, and the unemployment rate twice as high. We decided we wanted to talk more about this, so we've called Marley Shibala. She's the senior reporter for the Navajo Times, and she's written about economic conditions in Navajo country. Also with us is Dante Desiderio. He serves as the Economic Development Policy Specialist for the National Congress of American Indians, or NCAI. He's also a member of the Saponi Tribe. Thank you so much for joining us, both of you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Marley, I wanted to start with you because one of the things that caught our attention was a piece in the Associated Press that suggests that the recession really is not affecting Navajo country that significantly because, quote, to us, that's just part of life. So we wanted to get your take on that. Do you think that's accurate?
No, it's not accurate. It's increased the hardship, definitely. And when you live in a very rural area, and especially living on the reservation and just the way of life out here, when an individual loses their job, it's not like they can just, you know, walk down the street and get another job. A lot of times that means having to actually move off the reservation, and that puts an additional hardship on anyone to, you know, move to another area.
Are you seeing that?
Miles away.
Are you seeing that? Are you seeing people having to move in order to pursue opportunities because there are none in their immediate area?
Oh, yes. And what happens is you have individuals trying to take care of two homes and then sending money home, being away from their families for long periods of time.
Dante, what about you? Can you talk about how, I mean, obviously what, there are some 300, more than 300 Native American tribes in the lower 48 alone, but can you, are there some trends to how Native American communities are being affected by the recession?
Well, sure. I think there's about 250 tribes in the lower 48, and that's not including the Alaska villages, but there's definitely been an effect on Indian tribes in general by the recession, and I think they've been affected in similar ways as the rest of the country. And a lot of the tribes that rely on consumer spending have definitely felt the effect of decreased consumer spending on tourism-related industries and gaming and hospitality industries. And we've also seen the effects of decreased business spending.
What are some of the sectors in which the Native Americans work? And obviously, there's going to be a lot of diversity in that. I think a lot of people understand the casinos, that entertainment-oriented. But are there other sectors that people perhaps aren't as familiar with?
Right. And I think it's worth noting that the gaming industry does provide a lot of opportunities for tribes to bring in revenue. And that revenue does go to support a lot of the government programs. But I think, you know, tribes are very diverse, and there's a lot of tribes that are have been pretty well positioned to take advantage of some of the alternative energy production. And there's tribes that rely on commodities like timber for their livelihood. And I think that's one of the hardest hit industries is the timber industry. The bottom has dropped out of that market with the housing crisis, and we don't see that coming around anytime soon. And there are tribes that rely on that industry through sustainable forestry that have had to lay off employees and tribal members that rely on that income. So it's definitely had an effect.
What about the stimulus package? There was so much conversation about the economic stimulus package earlier in the year. Were there any elements of the package that specifically spoke to or addressed the Indian tribes?
Most definitely. I think this is one of those rare opportunities that the rest of America, through the credit crisis and the economic downturn, has really experienced a lot of the long-term difficulties that Indian tribes have had. So we really were eager to participate in the stimulus package, and there's two key elements of the stimulus package that I think tribes are very excited about. I think this is a unique opportunity because it addresses a lot of the infrastructure needs, and that's really what we need for sustainable long-term economic development. And the other issue that it addresses is access to capital, and we've had a crisis with being underserved or underbanked for a long time. And the programs and the stimulus package have offered us the opportunity to do tax-exempt bonding authority for economic development to the tune of $2 billion. So that's one of the tools that other governments use that tribes now have access to in the stimulus. So tribes that want to attract a distribution center need the roads to be able to handle that traffic. So the infrastructure spending along with the access to capital are really two key components of the stimulus package that I think will offer tribes the opportunity to participate in this recovery.
Marley, what about the Navajo Nation? Are there specific things in the stimulus package that are particularly relevant to the Navajo Nation? And if you just talk more about what kinds of conversations are being had, you know, about the recession and how it should be addressed, or how people would hope that it would be addressed in the community.
The Navajo Nation is one of the largest Indian nations in the country, with about 350,000 members, and the reservation itself is 25,000 square miles. And like Mr. Desidero was talking about, the infrastructure is not developed at any level to attract a lot of outside businesses and or individuals to come and work on the reservation that are professionals in certain areas. And so there's a real housing need just for the members themselves, let alone for bringing in the teachers or health professionals to help the individuals on the reservation. And a lot of people don't understand the way of life of reservation life. It's very, very rural. You have a lot of unpaved roads. People still depend on farming and livestock. They also still speak their language, which is Navajo or Diné. And so when they're looking at the stimulus package, they're looking at infrastructure, specifically housing, hotels, the roads, even just something as simple as signage and lights. I remember speaking with a journalist who came out from Chicago, and he said he was really scared driving up here because there were no lights on the road. And I never really thought about that, because that's just the way it is out here. And when I go off reservation, I started realizing how much roads are lit up.
But Marley, that leads to my final question to you, though, is that as I mentioned in the introduction, there are a lot of people who just aren't used to doing without. And I just wonder whether, given that many people in Indian country are used to doing without anyway, is there something attitudinally in a way that non-Indians can learn about coping with these situations or coping with not having a lot?
Oh, yes, definitely. There are areas on the reservation where there is no running water. So you have individuals that travel long distances to fill up a 50-gallon container for water. And in some areas, individuals, take a what we call a sponge bath and shampoo their hair with about 5 gallons of water. And so they're very conservative. And since we don't have any electricity, there's not a lot of, energy use there either.
Okay, I'm going to leave it there with you, Marley. I think you're losing your line. So thank you. Marley Shabala is the senior reporter for the Navajo Times. She was kind enough to join us by phone from her home in Window Rock, Arizona. Dante, final thought from you very briefly, if I can. What do you think is the most critical factor in aiding the recovery in Indian country?
Well, I think this economic stimulus has really hit on a lot of key components that we need to grow a sustained economy, but it's definitely not enough. This is a great start, and I think some of these other federal policies that are coming out with energy and with broadband, just including tribes in that, is a great way to make sure their economies can develop.
Dante Desiderio is the Economic Development Policy Specialist for the National Congress of American Indians, known as NCAI. He's also a member of the Saponi tribe, and he was kind enough to join us here in our D.C. studios. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.